Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Overcome Stage Fright hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please now make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. In a few moments, you'll begin to relax quite easily and naturally. But before you come to the deepest part of your relaxation, I'm just going to say a few words about stage fright. Stage fright is a combination of extreme fear coupled with a sense of intense embarrassment and even shame for some people. It may be that a particular memory of experiencing stage fright has imprinted a fear of stage situations. A strong emotion like that inhibits rational thought and even affects muscle control, so you may notice that your mind goes blank or you have trouble with fine movements, such as holding small items or picking up a cup and saucer. There are good reasons for these phenomena. Your fear instincts have to be ready for real-life situations which may be physically threatening. Your instincts get it wrong sometimes, just like a guard dog barking when it doesn't need to. In the right situation, the barking of the dog would be really useful. However, the dog needs to be trained in distinguishing when to be on guard and when to relax. And all that you need is a little retraining. Your instincts are first trained by what you experience. So, if you experience fear in a particular situation, your fear instinct is more likely to manifest when that situation recurs, or even in a situation which is only superficially similar. Your instincts are also trained by what you imagine and what you feel when you imagine something. So, if you think about or imagine some challenging future event, the thought of the challenge might arouse anxiety in you. You notice that feeling and link it not to the thought, but to the event. You're building an association between fear and that event by imagining it whilst feeling frightened. This download will help establish the opposite effect, so that whenever you think about an upcoming performance, you'll feel relaxed and creative. Performing on stage, whether theatrically, musically, or in whatever context, can be a wonderful opportunity for both you and your audience. After all, the message is what really matters, not how it is conveyed. A telephone receiver is a vital part in the phone conversation, but it is no more than just a channel. So your performance isn't really about you. You are the conduit, the channel for the communication. And you're only ever performing for one person at a time. Everyone is just inside their own head. You're just performing to one mind at a time. And you don't need to be thinking about getting through the whole performance, because your unconscious mind will take over for you and time will disappear. All of nature performs. The birds sing, the moon and stars show their beauty for all to see, the mountain stream sparkles and cascades down the rocky slopes, all without self-consciousness or self-awareness. They just do what is in their nature to do. Just as in your nature is that wonderful performance, and this can just happen naturally and instinctively. And you can close your eyes right now if you haven't already. That's it. And behind your closed eyes, you can just begin to relax naturally, resting each and every part of your body, noticing with each breath in and out how naturally your body begins to rest with each and every muscle and sell, gently stretching and then relaxing. And how, with each breath out, you can notice the tensions of the day gently lessening from within. That's good. And you can begin to notice a wonderfully relaxing and refreshing feeling just traveling over your body. A curtain of warmth and relaxation beginning to pass from the very top of your head, beginning to relax those facial muscles and smooth out the tensions from the day as it gently flows down that neck and over those shoulders, and this warmth beginning to pass down those arms toward those elbows, moving ever so gently towards those wrists and hands, and perhaps noticing this relaxation as it reaches the tips of those fingers, and this steady flow of relaxation passing over that chest towards that stomach, and beginning to relax every cell and fiber within you. Your body beginning to feel rested and rejuvenated from the inside out. And this curtain of warmth now passing over that pelvis, over those thighs, and gently traveling towards those knees, caressing each and every particle of skin, flowing so easily and naturally towards those calves, towards those ankles, and slowly passing over those feet, right to the tip of those toes. And you can just take a few moments to really notice how relaxed and rested you feel. And I wonder how you would imagine a beautiful flowing stream. And as the water meanders along, what it would be like to feel a sense of that relaxation and calm. Like when you feel a summer's breeze on your face and hear the sounds of birds in the distance and relax so completely. And you can take a few moments to notice the sense around you. Perhaps of sweet smelling flowers, or the scent of the dew on surrounding grassy banks. And perhaps you notice the sounds around you. The water in the stream bubbling along, or becoming aware of the leaves gently rustling in the trees as you allow yourself to notice how naturally the clear, refreshing water just flows along the banks of the stream and perhaps you can feel the wonderful clean air on your skin. Or notice again the warmth of the sun begin to radiate that relaxation even further through your mind and body. And as the water cascades over stones and pebbles in the stream, how the light can change the colour of the stones as the water gently caresses them. And perhaps you notice how the shapes around you can change with the ever-changing light. And as the water continues to bubble over stones and pebbles, you might see clearly how this water can find a new route. When any obstacle tries to disrupt its journey, and how the water can almost seem to stop in its path momentarily, to naturally find a new route to take. And the water can continue on its way through this natural flow, which it has known for many, many years. And just think about nature and how naturally it performs. The beautiful flowing stream continuing on its natural journey, meandering along the banks of the stream. How the sky can sometimes be littered with fluffy clouds, just like cotton wool. And just how they do these things in nature. And considering how you have the ability to naturally perform too. The performance flowing through you, you just being a channel for that performance. And I would like you to imagine approaching the edge of this beautiful stream. And as you look at the stream, glistening and shining, you can notice your reflection in the water. As you take time to reflect naturally on how wonderfully rested and calm you're now feeling. And as you rest at the edge of the stream, I would just like you to imagine a television screen, a TV screen just come to rest in front of you. And you have the remote control for this television in your hand, and it's magically connected to power. And we have all heard of an out-of-body experience, have we not? And I would just like you, in your mind, to imagine that you can float out of your body to one side of yourself, and just take some time to watch that you there in front of the screen. That's good. Just noticing yourself over there, the you over there watching that TV screen. And just notice how calm and confident that you in front of the TV screen appears right now. And on that screen is an old memory, an out-of-date video of a time when perhaps you didn't feel so confident on stage. And that you there is just watching that memory in fast forward, feeling totally relaxed and detached from it, just like watching an old video in fast forward. Just like a film when you're fast forwarding and everything moves so fast and you just watch that you there looking relaxed and confident as that you there over there by the stream in front of that TV screen watches that out-of-date stage time in incredible fast forward. Moving through time very fast. and coming to rest at the end of that video, the end of that memory, when all was calm and relaxed after that time. That's good. And that you there watching can just float into that TV screen at the end of that old memory when you come off stage, to the point in time of which everything had calmed down again. And in a few moments, we can press rewind and you can experience that time going backwards through it to before you'd even gone on stage that day. That's it, on the count of three, on the count of one, two, and three, and just rewinding back through that stage experience, that stage memory in your background. That's it, right the way from the end of the experience to before you'd even gone on stage, just experiencing every single second, minute, or hour flickering backwards in time. That's it, very, very calmly and quickly rewinding back through that memory. Before anything at all happened that day. That's good. And now you can just float back out into your special place by the stream, in front of that TV screen. With that remote control in your hand, and this time you can get a clear view of that TV screen way over there. That's good. And you can now watch that old stage memory in incredible fast forward whilst relaxing deeper and deeper. Going through that old time, just watching that faster and faster, travelling forwards, faster and faster through time, fast-forwarding to the very end of that memory, just coming to rest at the end of the memory, feeling relaxed and comfortable. Just watching that from the outside very, very quickly. That's good. And that you there can just float into the TV screen, into the end of that old memory. That's good. And then you can experience again, rewinding back through that old memory, that out-of-date video, experiencing that time backwards very, very quickly and calmly. That's it, back in time, through the seconds and minutes and hours, flickering backwards in time very, very quickly, to before you'd even gone onto the stage in the first place, to a time before it even happened. That's it, feeling confident and calm. And when you've done that, just allow yourself to float back out in front of the TV screen again, rejoicing in your relaxing surroundings, watching that out of time video in incredible fast forward. That's good. Fast forwarding through that old memory, watching it on that TV screen, fast forwarding through time and space to a time after that memory happened, watching that now. That's good. And allow yourself to notice how relaxed you can be as that you there just floats into the TV screen, into the end of that old memory. That's good. And for the final time, you can experience that out-of-date memory, but backwards from the end of it to before you'd even gone on stage, rewinding back through that memory so calmly and quickly, quicker and faster, further back in time, to a time before that event happened, right the way back. That's it. That's good. Noticing how you're feeling so confident and relaxed as you float back out in front of that TV, once more feeling confident and deeply calm. That's great. And for the final time, you can just fast forward through that worn-out memory, faster and faster, further forward in time, to a time after it was all over so long ago, and how relaxed and confident you now are. And as the screen flickers and fades, and that old, out-of-date memory disappears, you can notice yourself in the future, looking relaxed, performing, really looking confident and calm, really enjoying that performance and noticing the enjoyment of the audience. And yet the audience disappears sometimes and you forget to remember them and you go into flow. And really watch yourself from the outside, from performances in the future, looking so in flow. That's it. Allowing the performance to travel through you so that you're merely the conduit, the medium, the channel for the performance that can flow through you out to the audience. Just watch that now from the outside, at you in the future, performing in that way, and really relish the experience of viewing that. That's good. And I wonder what it's like for you now to allow yourself to notice what it's like to think about that upcoming performance, feeling so relaxed and calm, thinking about it and feeling about it in a totally different way. And to take a few moments now to really notice the difference, to drift into that you in the future and really experience the feeling of being on stage, so calm and confident, naturally performing with freedom, assurance, and totally in the zone, totally in flow. And you can imagine yourself flowing into the future. This flow happening as smoothly and naturally as the stream within its banks. Just naturally flowing from one performance to another in the future. Noticing the flow and how relaxed and natural this can be. That's good. And when you hear the count of five, you can become aware of how relaxed and natural your performance can be. And one, and two, noticing the changes you've made and how positive and confident you're feeling. And three, noticing how natural this feels. And four, beginning to notice the sounds around you. And five, opening those eyes and coming back to the room with a renewed stream of confidence within. Excellent. And remember, the more you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice in so many areas of your life. Remember also to check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Believe in Yourself and Building Self-Confidence. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.